Hello everyone, this is Shane Gibson with Momentum, the leader's best friend. I'm a mentor, a speaker, and a leadership coach with the John Maxwell team. Today, I want to share with you some of the characteristics of a person of influence, because as John Maxwell says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Now, I'm not sharing this information with you just so you'll know what a person of influence looks like. Well, I guess in a way, that is what I'm doing. But the reason I want you to be able to recognize what a person of influence looks like is because I want you to be able to look in the mirror and say, now there's a person of influence. Listen, I'm not only going to share with you the characteristics of a person of influence, I'm going to share how you can develop those characteristics within yourself so that you can become a person of influence. In my last podcast, I spoke about the leadership compass, and within the center of that leadership compass is you, and all of the branches reaching out to the south, the west, the east, and to the north pass right through the center of that compass. You. The more you grow yourself, the more influence you'll have across all those directions. But it all starts with you. Now, in order to increase your influence, you have to work first, hardest, and longest on yourself. So you should begin with a question. Would you follow yourself? So it's really a very simple question. It's a very simple question with very serious implications. If the answer to that was no, well, why not? What would you have to change to get you to a point where you would follow yourself? Now, I want you to dig deep and I want you to answer that question. I want to help you to remove that first barrier that might be blocking you from your greatest potential. Now, if the answer was yes, then you are already halfway there. But keep listening. There's some golden information about to come your way. But before I start digging into becoming a person of influence, there are a couple of things I want you to hear. You see, a lot of the things I'm going to tell you today, I'm sure you've heard before. I know the first time I heard this, I had heard all this before. But see, those are some of the most dangerous words on the planet. I've heard that before. So today, as I talk, I want to encourage you to do this when you hear something that you've heard before. Don't ask yourself, haven't I heard that before? Or even say to yourself, I've heard all this before. What I would encourage you to do when you hear something you've heard before, I want you to ask yourself two questions. The first question is, do I do that? Do you actually do these things that I'm going to talk about that you've heard before? The second question is, if you do these things, how well do you do them? You see, the biggest gap in our lives is between what we know and what we actually do. For me, when I realized that I had actually heard all of this before, I sort of turned off. I started tuning out. But John encouraged me to start questioning whether or not I was actually doing any of these things that I was hearing. That was the game changer for me. Now, I don't want you to be fooled in any way. I don't want you to think that this is going to be like taking a magic pill to make you the most influential person on the planet overnight. It's going to take work. It's going to take effort on your part to make the changes you need to make to increase your influence. Now, for some of you, there will be some difficult choices for you to make. For others, it may just be a minor course adjustment. Either way, it will require effort and work on your part. Now, I had to put in a ton of work to get to where I am today. But today, it takes little effort for me to make the necessary course adjustments to improve my influence. And it still happens today. I still have to improve my influence. But it's almost instinct. And that's how it can be for you. So here's the next thing I want you to hear. Are you ready? Here it comes. Everyone has influence. Listen, in John's book, Becoming a Person of Influence, in the introduction, he throws out a list of names that most everyone has heard before because they're mostly famous and well-known. He also peppered in a few names that I can assure you have never heard before. But every name on that list is a person of influence. Now, it's important to note that everyone has influence. You don't have to have a title before or after your name, and you don't have to hold a position of leadership or a position of power to have influence. What you have to realize is that if your life connects in any way, shape, or form with other people, you are an influencer. Someone in your life looks to you for influence, whether you know it or not. Listen, I'm trying to remove from your mind the thought that influence comes from a title or a position. Remember what I said earlier? Leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. The reverse is also true. influence is leadership. Period. You don't have one without the other. So let me throw some numbers at you just to help you get a grasp of how you're an influencer. So sociologists say that most people will influence 10,000 others in an average lifetime. Did you hear that? 10,000 people. You will influence 10,000 people in your lifetime. And you know, you won't even be trying. It'll just happen. And that's the average person. That's not just referring to people in sales or heads of company. That is the average person. Let me put it this way. Every single one of us, even the shy, introverted ones like me, are influencing others. Think about that for a second. The average person will unintentionally influence 10,000 people in their lifetime. The average person will influence about 4 people every single day. So whether you know it or not, you're influencing people right now. Right now, there are people in your life that look up to you. Some you know about, and others you don't even have a clue about. The decision you have to make is whether your influence will be positive or negative, because both of those are influencers. So let me ask you one more question before I begin. How many people could you impact if you started using your influence on purpose? Roll that question over in your mind over the next day or so. Let it sit on your brain and just simmer. How many people could you impact if you started using your influence on purpose? Think about the implications of what it would mean to have a positive purpose for your influence. Now let's dig in. John teaches us that there are 4 levels of influence. So there's modeling at the bottom, then there's motivating, then there's mentoring, and then there's multiplying. The bottom level is modeling. The best example I can give you for modeling is children. If you have children, then you already experience modeling. More than what you tell your children to do, they're more likely to do what they see you doing. Children are nature's recorders, in more than just words, but in actions. Let me share a story with you. A father, who enjoyed the music of a louder nature when he was in his youth, shared his music with his children. Well, his son took to it more than his daughter, naturally. Something about the boys liking the noise. Anyway, this father was careful not to allow the songs with explicit lyrics to come across those little ears. But one day, one got through. When the song came on, the father instinctively started to sing along. Now, there's only one expletive in the song, and it's barely recognizable. But when the toddler in the car seat in the back of the car sang it out, it was unmistakable. I cringed at the thoughts of my toddler son singing that song to my mother. That's modeling. Today, my son has far surpassed his father in the liking of loud and fast music, and I sound like my parents when I ask him, "How do you understand what they're saying?" So it's much the same for adults, you know. If you model integrity and you're perceived to be a positive and trustworthy person, people will seek you as an influencer in their lives. They will want to emulate your behavior and will treat others the same way that you treat them. What's more, your credibility and influence will increase the more they get to know you, so long as they like what they see, and that's modeling. Level 2 is motivating. As powerful as modeling is as an influence, either positive or negative, to make a really significant impact in the lives of others, you have to get up close and personal. So modeling can be done with absolutely no personal interaction whatsoever. As a matter of fact, all of you listening today are already modeling, and most of you don't even realize it. Someone is watching you and they want to emulate you. They want to be like you. Are you modeling positive or negative? But to become a motivational influencer, you have to be in personal contact with others. You have to be able to communicate with them and encourage them on an emotional level. This action will create a bridge between you and them, and it'll build up their sense of self-worth and their confidence in themselves. Imagine the impact you could have on someone, especially today, if you could give them a boost of confidence and self-worth. Man, it just gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. So level 3 is mentoring. Once you've hit the motivational level of influencing others, you'll be able to see the positive impact you've had on their lives. You have the capability of not only increasing the impact, but also to make it a long-lasting impact. To accomplish this, you have to move up to the next level. That's mentoring. Now, mentoring is actually pouring your life into other people and helping them to realize their full potential. Mentoring is one of the most powerful tools you will ever use in your lifetime. It's so powerful, you'll be able to watch that person or those people you're mentoring transform right in front of you. It is simply amazing to witness. Level 4 is multiply. Multiplication is the absolute highest level of influence that you can have on others. At this level, you're helping the people you're influencing to become positive influencers in the lives of others. You're helping them to help others the same way you've helped them. But hear this. This is the key thing to this. They're not only passing on what they've learned from you, but also what they've learned on their own. So they're not creating little yous all over the world. They're creating unique individuals. Few people will reach this level, but not because they're incapable. Everyone is capable of working through all these levels, but the multiplication level takes unselfishness, generosity, commitment, and time. As John says in his book, you can be a model to the masses, but to go to the higher levels of influence, you have to work with the individual. So now you realize that you already have influence with others. Now you have to think about how you'll use it. Whether you want it or not, you're an influencer. You're an influencer to your family. You're an influencer to your neighbors. You're an influencer to the people in your community and work. And you're an influencer in places you don't even realize that you're an influencer. You turn on the television on any channel and you will see influencers. Every single one of them is influencing the people watching them. Some are influencers of good and others are not so good. But it's the same for people in your neighborhoods. They're all influencers. So another quote from John's book, Becoming a Person of Influence. Most of the time, we recognize the influence we have on those who are closest to us in our lives, for good or ill. But sometimes we overlook the impact we can have on other people around us. So listen to this poem. It's by an anonymous author. My life shall touch a dozen lives before this day is done. Leave countless marks for good or ill ere sets the evening sun. This is the wish I always wish, the prayer I always pray. Lord, may my life help other lives it touches by the way. If you want to increase your influence with others, you have to add value to them. Positive influencers add value to other people. How you influence will determine how far, how many, and how long you will actually lead. As we move through the characteristics of becoming a person of influence, we will dive deeper into these 4 methods of influence. I want to talk about the main characteristics of each method and how we can apply it to our lives and use it to increase our influence, aka our leadership abilities. So let's dive right into the method of modeling. A person of influence has integrity with people. What does integrity mean to you? You know, some people think of integrity as honesty. You know, to an extent, that's what it is, but it's so much more than just honesty. Google defines integrity as being honest and having strong moral principles. I've always thought of integrity as doing the right thing even when no one's watching. No matter what the circumstance is, do the right thing. That could be something as simple as picking up a piece of trash when no one else is around to see you do it. Other times it may be putting $500 cash in an envelope and slipping it under the front door of someone you know is in need and not seeking praise for that act. There are times when you can't help but be seen doing the right things, and you should be seen sometimes. And you'll receive praise for your actions. And that's not a bad thing. It reeks of positivity to others. But sometimes you'll do the right thing and someone may criticize you for it. But that should never stop you from doing it. That's integrity. If you look around, or even just turn on the news, you can see daily examples of people without integrity. Or at least people who have sold their integrity. Government officials, local, state, and federal. Big corporations. CEOs. The list could go on. But you got the picture. Listen, genuine integrity is not for sale. Stephen Covey talked about integrity in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If I try to use human influence strategies and tactics of how to get other people to do what I want, to work better, be more motivated, to like me and each other, while my character is fundamentally flawed, marked by duplicity or insecurity, then, in the long run, I cannot be successful. My duplicity will breed distrust, and everything I do, even using so-called good human relation techniques, will be perceived as manipulative. You see, real integrity is about the small things. It's the foundation on which many other qualities are built. Qualities such as respect, dignity, and trust. As Cheryl Beal, a Christian author, points out, one of the realities of life is that if you can't trust a person at all points, you can't trust him or her at any point. See, if the foundation of integrity is weak or fundamentally flawed, then being a person of influence becomes impossible. Even people who can hide their lack of integrity for a period of time will eventually experience failure. If you want to succeed in business or being a person of influence, you have to maintain your integrity through the big things as well as the small things. Integrity commits itself to character over personal gain, to principles over convenience, to the long view over the immediate. Now listen closely to this. Integrity is an inside job. One of the reasons people struggle with integrity issues is that they tend to look outside of themselves to explain any deficiencies of character. Oh, I had to do this because, or it was necessary because they did. Don't find excuses to lose your integrity. Keep your integrity solid. So integrity is not determined by our circumstances. No matter what we're going through or what we're facing, it's a choice to violate moral principles. Now, unfortunately, not everyone has been raised in good moral environments. This makes it difficult to make those choices while we're young, but as we grow older, we're more capable of making the right choices about what we do and what we say, for good or for bad. We all have that inner voice that tells us when we're about to do something that is inherently wrong. We just have to learn to listen to that voice. Integrity is not based on credentials. Character comes from who you are. You know, in the olden times, it used to be that artisans, brickmakers, and engravers would carve a symbol into their work, also known as a character, to show that they were the makers. Now, naturally, the value of the work was proportional to the skill with which it was made. If the quality was good, the character was held in high regard. If the work was good, so was the character. But that goes the other way as well. If the work was shoddy, the character was seen as bad. Unfortunately, today, some people want to base their value or their character on their titles and credentials, not their character. Sadly, many people with poor integrity have many titles and credentials, and they try to use these to influence others rather than the weight of their character. Let's listen to some difference between credentials and character. So credentials are transient. Character is permanent. Credentials turn the focus to rights. Character keeps the focus on responsibilities. Credentials add value to only one person. Character adds value to many people. Credentials look to past accomplishments. Character builds a legacy for the future. Credentials often evoke jealousy in others. Character generates respect and integrity. Credentials can only get you in the door. Character keeps you there. No number of titles, degrees, offices, designations, awards, licenses, or other credentials can ever substitute basic, honest integrity when it comes to the power of influencing others. Integrity is not to be confused with reputation. Now, don't be misled by that statement. A good reputation is most certainly valuable. King Solomon even said, "A good name is more desirable than great riches." Listen, if a good reputation is like gold, then having integrity is like owning the mine. Don't worry what others think. Give all of your attention to your inner character. Listen to what D.L. Moody wrote. "If I take care of my character, my reputation will take care of itself." If you find yourself struggling to maintain your integrity, and you're doing all the right things on the outside, but you're still getting the wrong results, something still needs to be changed on the inside. Like I said earlier, for some of us, this is not an easy change to make within ourselves. It was a struggle for me, but if I can do this, I promise you, anyone can do it. What can you do to improve yourself in this area of integrity? Well, let me give you some questions to help measure your level of integrity. If you've downloaded this podcast and you can do a bookmark or whatever here, please come back and get these. If you're really serious about looking at building your integrity, if you're looking at becoming a person of influence, model through these questions. Question number one, how well do I treat people from whom I can gain nothing? Question two, am I transparent with others? Question three, do I role play based on the person I'm with? That was a big struggle for me. Question four, am I the same person when I'm in the spotlight as when I'm alone? Question five, do I quickly admit wrongdoing without being pressed to do so? Question six, do I put other people ahead of my personal agenda? Question seven, do I have an unchanging standard for moral decisions or do circumstances determine my choices? Question number 8. Do I make difficult decisions even when they have a personal cost attached to them? Question number 9. When I have something to say about people, do I talk to them or about them? And then question 10. Am I accountable to at least one other person for what I think, say, and do? Now, like I said earlier, don't rush through these questions. If character development is a serious area in your life, your tendency might be to skim through these questions, jot down answers that describe how you wish you were rather than how you actually are, and then continue down the same path you were already on. Take some time and really reflect on each of these questions, honestly considering before answering. When you've completed answering all these questions, start working on the areas where you're having the most trouble, and keep this in mind as you work on these areas. Many succeed momentarily by what they know. Some succeed temporarily by what they do, but few succeed permanently by what they are. A quote from John Maxwell, "The road of integrity may not be the easiest one, but it's the only one that will get you where you ultimately want to go. Integrity is your best friend." Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote, "No man can for any considerable time wear one face to himself and another to the multitude without finally getting bewildered as to which is the true one." Whenever you compromise your integrity, you do yourself an incredible amount of damage. That's because integrity really is your best friend. Your integrity will never betray you. It will keep your priorities straight. It will keep you on the right course whenever you're tempted to take a shortcut. Your integrity will help you to keep going when others criticize you unfairly, and it will keep you on the high road and not let you strike back. Your integrity will help you to accept criticism when it is valid and will allow you to learn from it and keep growing. Abraham Lincoln stated, "When I lay down the reins of this administration, I want to have one friend left, and that friend is inside myself." Integrity should be your best friend, and the benefit of integrity is trust. Do people trust you? So this is another question for you to sit on for a minute. Do people trust you? If they do, why? Why do people trust you? Ask yourself that question. Why? Learn from it. If they don't, why not? So I want you to fold those questions over in your mind or even write it down and answer it. But not too quickly. Really put some thought into these questions. The first one may be an immediate yes. People really do trust me. Take it to the next step and answer the why part. Now, this is just as important. Some of us don't realize why people trust us until we put thought behind it. If you have someone who doesn't trust you, answer the why not. You may think you don't really know, but if you put some thought behind it, you can probably find the answer. You may need to reach out to that one person or those people and ask, "Hey, what did I do to make you not trust me?" That might be a difficult task, but it can make a world of difference in your power to influence others. The benefit of integrity is trust. You have to model a consistency of character. Trust can only develop when people trust you all the time. Without trust, you have nothing. Trust is the single most important factor in personal and professional relationships. It's the glue that holds people together, and it's the key to becoming a person of influence. In the world today, with most people, you have to prove your trustworthiness before they will even trust you. You have to work to gain the trust of others. That's because of all the years of mishandled trust by politicians, brokerage firms, and even some religious leaders. These select few have tainted the waters for the majority. Trust comes from others only when you exemplify a solid character, like employ honest communications. Your words and your actions have to line up. You have to walk the walk you talk about. Value transparency. If you're honest with people and openly admit your weaknesses, they will appreciate your honesty and integrity. They will relate to you better. Exemplify humility. Don't use your ego, jealousy, or belief that you're better than the people you're leading. Demonstrate you support others. If you put others ahead of yourself, if you help enough other people succeed, you will succeed. Fulfill your promises. Never promise anything you cannot deliver. Do what you say you will do. If you fail to fulfill your commitments, you'll break any trust you had with others. Embrace an attitude of service. Be a giver, not a taker. Giving of yourself and your time to others shows that you care about them. People of integrity are givers, not takers. As our 26th president stated, "No one cares how much you know until they know how much you care." for those of you who don't know, that was Theodore Roosevelt. Encourage two-way participation with the people you influence. The goal of influence is not manipulation, it's participation. Only as you include others in your life and successes do you permanently succeed. What will you do to increase people's trust in you? The benefit of trust is influence. When you earn people's trust, you begin to earn their confidence. Confidence is one of the keys to influence. President Dwight D. Eisenhower says this, "In order to be a leader, a man must have followers. And to have followers, a man must have their confidence. Hence, the supreme quality for a leader is unquestionably integrity. Without it, no real success is possible, no matter whether it's on a section gang, a football field, in the army, or in an office. If a man's associates find that he lacks forthright integrity, he will fail. His teachings and actions must square with each other. The first great need, therefore, is integrity and high purpose." Your level of influence will increase when people begin to trust you. That's when you'll be able to have an impact on their lives. But be careful. Power can be a dangerous thing. As Ben Parker says, with great power comes great responsibility. Now, we're not superheroes like Peter Parker, but with influence, we do have great power. President George H.W. Bush says of power, "Use power to help people, for we are given power not to advance our own purposes, nor to make a great show in the world, nor a name. There is but one just use of power, and it is to serve people." So keep your ambition in check and the focus of your influence on helping and serving others. You have to ask yourself this question: if the whole world followed me, would it be a better world? Can you feel the weight of that question? Now follow it up with an answer to why or why not. In the end, you can bend your actions to conform to your principles, or you can bend your principles to conform to your actions. It's a choice you have to make. But if you want to be a person of influence, you would be better off taking the path of integrity. The other paths will ultimately lead to ruin. To become a person of integrity, you have to go back to the fundamentals. There will probably be some tough choices to make, but in the end, they will be worth it. I promise. Commit yourself to honesty, reliability, and confidentiality. Integrity begins with a specific, conscious decision. Choose today to live by a strict moral code and determine to stick with it no matter what happens. If you wait until a moment of crisis to settle your integrity issues, you've set yourself up for failure. Decide ahead of time that you don't have to pay a price. Make the decision today that you won't sell your integrity, not for power, revenge, pride, money, any amount of money. Major and minor things. If you cross the line of your values by an inch or by a mile, you're still out of bounds. Honesty is a habit you ingrain by doing the right thing all the time, day after day, week after week, year after year. By consistently doing what's right in the little things, you are less likely to wander off the course morally or ethically. Each day, do what you should do before what you want to do. A big part of integrity is following through consistently on your responsibility. Psychologist William James says everybody ought to do at least two things each day that he hates to do just for practice. If you know what you stand for and act accordingly, people can trust you. You are a model of the character and consistency that other people admire and want to emulate. If it's true that integrity is an inside job, what are you doing on the inside to increase the outside? Listen, I want to encourage you to commit yourselves to a strong character within yourself. Make it a practice to take full responsibility for your character. Set aside the negative experience you've had and move forward. Now, I know that's not easy. Some of us have had some really hard times, and we've gone through some really tough experiences. But it is possible. You might even track your progress. Spend this week carefully monitoring your character habits. Make a note to yourself. Either grab a small notebook or even a notes app on your smartphone. Each time you do any of the following. Anytime you don't tell the whole truth, note that. If you neglect to fulfill a commitment, whether it's promised or implied, make a note. If you leave an assignment uncompleted, make a note. If you talk about something that you might have been expected to keep in confidence, make a note. But on the flip side of that, when you do model integrity, trustworthiness, make a note of that. When you do what you say you'll do, make a note. So lastly, I want to challenge you to do what you should do before you do what you want to do. So every day in this coming week, find two things on your to-do list that you should do, but that you just been putting off, right? There, I've got a list of things. Complete those tasks before doing anything on the list that you enjoy. So if you got to clean out the garage, clean out the garage before you go play golf. So I'm leaving you with some pretty tall orders, but these things are not impossible. It'll take some thought and it'll take some effort to do either of these tasks. And you may miss some things or even entire days, but don't let that discourage you. Keep on doing these things. This will help you move fully into the modeling method of influence, and you will begin to attract more followers just because you're starting to act differently. It's that simple. Well, it's really not simple, but once you begin to realize the impact you can have just by shifting your behavior a little, you won't be able to stop. So I want to thank you for spending this time with me, and I hope I was able to share something with you that will add value to your days and weeks and even years ahead. Again, my name is Shane Gibson, and I'm with Momentum, the leader's best friend. If you would like to hear more about becoming a person of influence, you can email me at momentumleadershipcoaching@gmail.com. So I hope you'll join me next week as we move into the motivating method of influence. Thank you for listening.